All right, Friday night, and we are live, and we are alive. Welcome, everybody. Glad you're with us tonight. God bless you. As always, in Jesus' mighty name, mightily. Great to be back with everybody. We had to be off on Wednesday and Thursday because we had no power. And I want to explain some theology to everybody. I hate Aaron and Inez. Now, why? Now, this is allowed in the Bible. I can't find the verses yet, but I know that it's there. They have power at their house, and I don't. So under Florida state statute and the Bible, I'm allowed to hate Aaron and his very pregnant wife, Ness.
Sorry.
Until I have power back. Go ahead.
Sorry, Tom. I apologize greatly.
See, I have power. We don't. So the church power came on, what, Aaron, today about 4 or 5 o'clock?
Yeah, something like that. Yep.
So we were able to do the podcast tonight. The power is back on. Our damage was minimal. Blew out the church sign again. So, just so everybody knows, I get to pay for another foundation church sign for the third time. Number three. Thank you to Hurricane Ian and now Hurricane Milton. Thank you so much. Blew up our sign again. It couldn't be in more pieces. Just drove past it. It could not be in more. I mean, literally 1,000 pieces blown up. It's like it's like somebody put 5 M80s in that thing and blew it up. I believe it was Bill Clinton. I'm just kidding. But anyway, we're back. It's great to be with everybody. We're fine. Very minimal damage. A lot of it was, we're going to get to the whole weather thing in just a minute. It's just a giant hype machine. Most of it was, I'm all in favor of giving people warnings for these government made hurricanes, these government made storms. I'm all in favor of that. But you know what? It was really ridiculous this time. It seemed like for a couple years after, like, the Weather Channel got exposed, standing in ditches, you know, that they were saying that was the flooding. You know, remember they would do reports and it's like thigh high and they zoomed back and everybody found the video of the guy was actually standing in a ditch and people would walk by and the water was only an inch high. So the guy stood into a ditch and, you know, all the different hyperbole from all these different weather reports and weathermen and women and all that. After all that got exposed, everybody backed it down until Hurricane Milton. And now I honestly think I heard the word catastrophic 5,000 times. And I don't even watch the weather 24/7 when hurricane's coming. I watch it at their 8-hour increment updates. I watch it, and then I told Aaron, because Aaron is in tune with some really good weather data from various sources. So I said, Aaron, on the day of the storm, send me an hourly update on what you know. I don't sit there and watch it all day long because it's absolutely ridiculous. And listen, there, when you are in the eye of one of these things, hurricane, like we were with Ian, which, just so everybody knows, and I don't mean to talk about the weather. I mean, maybe some of you want to hear, maybe some of you don't. But when Hurricane Ian hit, state of Florida, if it's a Category 5 storm, you don't have to pay your insurance deductible. That's by Florida state statute. If you want to do insurance business here, Cat 5 hits, you don't have to pay your deductible. Insurance companies have to agree to it to do business here. So what did they do? We had a strong, I mean, listen, Ian was not just a marginal Cat 5 storm. You're like, Tom, it was classified as a 4. No. As a strong 4? No, it was not a 4. It was absolutely a 5. I was in the middle of it. So was Aaron.
Yeah.
Okay. $268,000 worth of damage to my house. My house is concrete block. Okay. $268,000 because it blew up the soffits and blew water into my house for 12 hours. I know it. It was not. And you're like, well, how do you know, Tom? Because the wind gauges here, independent wind gauges, had the winds going from 150 miles an hour all the way up to 200 miles an hour. And that's not for a tornado either. So they're lying so that these insurance companies are in collusion with the government. And they said it was a Category 4. It was not you should have seen this place. It was not a Category 4. It was a strong, huge storm, Category 5. And it absolutely did $4 million worth of damage to the building I'm sitting in right now. That's not me. That's not our independent adjuster. That is the insurance company. That's why we're in a lawsuit right now, because they gave us $1 million. We had $4 million worth of damage, so we're suing them for $3 million. I had to sue for my own house, too. $268,000 worth of damage. You know what they offered me? $11,000. So I sued them, and I got $150,000. I mean, that's how it went. So anyway, that's what goes on. So you see how the government's already involved with weather anyway, and, you know, we're making sure these people still have to pay the deductibles because insurance companies are lobbying D.C., lobbying state houses too. And that's just the way it is. So anyway, with this storm, with Milton, the big threat was surge. We did have listen, with Helene, the surge was mammoth. It didn't do any damage to anything around here except for massive flooding, which, listen, has never happened before. That has never happened before in this area. We've had flooding before, but nothing like that. I've never had surge water. I live on what's called the Myakka River, in a wide area of the Myakka River with vast mangrove flats and everything else. So we've never been flooded before until these last two storms. And we were I had water up to my yard. Aaron hit it on the money. He told me it was going to be less than a lien, and it was. Aaron said 6-7 feet less, and it was exactly what it was. 6-7 feet less, but it was in my yard again. You used to see it. These are the videos. If I wasn't so torqued off because I get mad at all these things, I'm actually really good in a pinch, but I get mad prior to the pinch that I'm having to be good in a pinch. So anyway, you should have seen it pouring down my street. You look down your street, and your street's empty. And then suddenly, here comes surge coming down your street. It's pretty freaking wild. It is pretty wild. So I understand some emotions involved in it, but I've been through these things so many times. I've lived here since 1980, and it's a giant, most of the time, hype machine. Now, if you get hit with a direct hit or a semi-direct hit, and you're on what's called the dirty end of the storm, the south end of the storm, when Ian hit here, we got their 185-mile-an-hour winds. And I'm not exaggerating. That's exactly what it was. It went from 150 to 200. We got those winds, and Fort Myers got the dirty end of the storm. And they had second-story buildings with water pouring into the second story on Fort Myers Beach and just off of Fort Myers Beach. So that's how bad Ian was. That's a real storm. This one here had a very small, it was a small storm. Oh, it got huge when it made landmass. Yeah, it got huge and weaker. And just so everybody knows, we prayed, and exactly what we prayed happened. That thing was sheared to pieces. Absolutely being sheared to pieces, which is what we prayed here at Foundation Church, and it was, and there has been very minimal damage. Listen, there's people that are damaged, and I don't want to minimize that, but there has been, overall, minimal damage from this storm, except for the poor folks that were already in low-lying areas right here that were flooded during a lien because they got it again. They got it again. So it was not good, and a lot of people flooded out in the Tampa Bay area, got it again. People that were flooded out, man, it goes like this. It goes Charlotte County, Sarasota County is where we're sitting. It all runs along the west coast of Florida. It goes Charlotte County, Sarasota County, Manatee County, Hillsborough County, Pinellas County, Pasco County, all on the coast there. And there was vast amounts of damage, vast. I mean, you should, Tropicana Field, it looks like a bomb went off. So I'm not minimizing any of this except, again, the weather channels and the weathermen and women. This is the most catastrophic. I sat there and watched the weather report where they had it on the screen and it was going across the screen as a Cat 3 and they were calling it a Cat 5. We know that you're seeing Cat 3. Again, just deny what your eyes are seeing. But we consider it to be a Cat 5 on the same level as Katrina. And by the way, Katrina wasn't all that bad except for it blew up the levees that were built in the 30s and 40s. If you, here's the thing. You're going to have a storm hit you in 2005, do that, whatever it was, 2004, 2005. If you're going to have a storm hit you, you might not want to have a levee system where you are already, I can't remember exactly how far New Orleans is below sea level, several feet below sea level. If you're going to have a city that's below sea level and you got a levee system holding back the sea, you might want to update that bad boy if it was built pre-World War II and during World War II, right? You might want to update it. I'm not talking about that they updated a little bit. They never updated it at all. So it broke and flooded out the city. That's what it wasn't. Hurricane Katrina that did it. It was a storm surge caused by Katrina. But if you had a decent levee system, New Orleans, for all intents and purposes, without the wind damage, there would be wind damage. But other than that, there would have been no damage to New Orleans and no lives lost. Well, very few lives lost. So anyway, that's the deal. My son was out all night. Aaron, were you out all night during that? During Milton?
Yeah.
So Aaron was out. Aaron's crazy anyway. Never listen to what Aaron does or my son. But they're crazy. Aaron's crazy. He was out driving around Ian too, which was absolutely ridiculous. He drives around until he starts seeing power lines go down. Then he calls it a night. Yeah. But anyway.
It was pretty wild.
Yeah, so Aaron drives around. My son was out all night in our neighborhood walking around in the storm. So that's how bad. I mean, it wasn't that bad. So anyway, that's the deal with that. So, one thing, Aaron, can you put up the Trump line? I just wanted to say this. We're going to get deep into the weather stuff. Oh, I'm not going to talk too much more about Milton except for some little stories. There's the Trump line. This is for Colorado rally, now Nevada rally tonight. Stick with me at least until Trump gets on the stage. I'm not sure when he is. He may already be on it. They're kind of warming it up at the beginning of the podcast. You cannot lose an election if you have a line like that. You can't, folks. This is Colorado. This is a blue state. This is a blue state. And this, look at that. I mean, look at this freaking line. This is unbelievable. I mean, literally, this is, I mean, it's so huge. It's literally unfathomable. Look at this freaking line. It goes on and on. You don't, when it show, send this to every leftard you know that loves to put out. Look at Kamala's rally. It's full. Have you noticed how she's had no rallies and none of them are full lately? Listen, they can't keep paying people $20,000 a piece to go to these rallies. They can't. Even though they've got about $2 billion at their discretion, you can't keep, I mean, if you're paying 10,000 people, 10,000 each to come to a rally, which is basically what they're doing. I'm not saying those numbers are for sure. I'm just telling you, they can't afford it. None of these people, not one of these people was paid to be there, nor were their expenses paid to be there. They all came on their own. And this is blue Colorado. I consider Colorado more to be purple than blue, but it really is blue Colorado, blue governor, you know, mostly blue representatives and stuff, and both in state and house, state house and Senate and in Congress. But anyway, you can't lose. Statistically speaking, if you're pulling these kinds of crowds, you cannot lose an election. So if Trump, there we go, loses, we know what the deal was. It was election fraud. All right, so let me go. Let me hop into some weather stuff. InfoWars video, Alex Jones. Congress confirms U.S. had weather weapon planes. Now, here's the thing. What I'm going to set this up, and I'm going to tee this up with this, is if our government created COVID-19 via gain-of-function research, which none of us, hardly any of us, had heard of prior to 2019, if they create the problem and offer their, what I always say, they create the problem and offer their solutions. And if you're going to have a medical industrial complex, if you're going to have a military industrial complex, then you need wars and pandemics, right? If you want to control people's lives, if you want to set up a CBDC infrastructure using vaccine passports, then you are going to have a pandemic. If you're going to leverage people into a one world commerce system with a singular access point to all commerce controlled by them, then you are going to have a CBDC or a health passport or a global pass infrastructure put in place. What's the best way to do that? Obviously, a medical emergency. And then we find out that all the people that pushed this as a medical emergency, COVID-19, which was not 99.997% survival rate, it was never a medical emergency. There's nobody watching it. I guarantee you this. There's nobody watching this podcast right now. 757 people that I can see or watch this also internationally on the Christian Television Network right now. Nobody, statistically speaking, knows of anybody who died of COVID. When they died of COVID, they were in the hospital, correct? And I will bet you right now that they died of organ failure, which the doctors, because they're all under the insurance company's thumb, and the insurance companies are all under BlackRock and Vanguard's thumb, which want to control international commerce where you can't enter into that system without their permission, and their permission would require you to vote correctly. The people that you know that died of COVID, died in the hospital taking the only approved protocol for treatment of COVID-19, which is remdesivir, and remdesivir has just been recalled because it was found to have glass in it. Kind of a problem if you're going to ingest something that has glass in it. Would everybody agree? And you're like, Tom, that's right-wing conspiracy theory. Please, right now, go onto your computer. Keep the podcast on in the background. Go to your computer and type in remdesivir recall and see if this is hyperbole, because it was mainstream news. It's been recalled. It's just the way that it is. So those are the people that died of COVID. So the people who needed the problem to usher in their power created the problem. Are we saying that since they can create viruses, they can attach ACE receptors, they can use gain-of-function research to make a virus more transmissible than it naturally is to human beings? Not even more transmissible, because COVID-19, i.e. corona, bat coronavirus, is not transmissible at all. So they made a bat coronavirus that was not transmissible at all, transmissible to human beings. So are we saying that they can't juice the weather? That they can't make the weather? Well, listen, they've already acknowledged that they've been making the weather since the Vietnam War. That's already been public data. It's so funny how people just live in oblivion. Event 201 was a conspiracy theory. Aaron and I played the videos of it. How is it a conspiracy theory when Event 201, are they making it harder to find now, Aaron, on YouTube?
I don't know.
About the same. I don't know. You don't have to. I'm just curious. Event 201 was right. They talk about Klaus Schwab and his Great Reset. That's called conspiracy theory. He wrote a book about it in 2021 called COVID-19, The Great Reset.
It's true.
So, can you imagine being a leftist media pundit and you're saying Klaus Schwab's Great Reset is all right-wing hyperbole, and you're sitting right next to the book entitled COVID-19, The Great Reset? I mean, you're like, Tom, that makes no sense. I know. I guess they just assume that everybody that's consuming their material is a left-wing dunderhead, I guess. So my point in all of this is they can create a virus, which they obviously do and are still doing. We're still funding the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And then they try to cover it up. Yeah, there it is. I mean,
right on that John Hopkins website. Yeah,
John Hopkins. Event 201 is just a right-wing conspiracy theory. You can pull up the individual videos of them talking about wargaming a coronavirus. They're doing tabletop exercises on how to respond to a world coronavirus pandemic. And then you'll have Dana Bash come out and say, that's right-wing conspiracy theory. Her husband, Dana Bash's husband, was one of the CIA coordinators that put out that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. And then he was the one who actually circulated the petition that had 51 former intel chiefs sign and say that it was Russian disinformation. So now Dana Bash will say this is right-wing conspiracy theory that nobody is creating these storms. Well, why is it that all of these storms don't hit any military bases? Why is it that none of these storms hit any Democratic Party areas except for Asheville, North Carolina? And that was just a problem for them. And you've already had Democratic Party operatives come out and say, David Axelrod, come out and say, well, you know, yeah, it hit Asheville, but we know all of our voters will still come out and vote. That's what he said. We played it on the podcast. David Axelrod, that's what he cares about. You got hundreds of people that are dead, nobody being rescued. And by the way, what is it? It was 13 on Tuesday. So it's 14 Wednesday, 15 Thursday. Welcome to day 16 of the non-existent Biden administration response to Appalachia, to North Carolina, to Tennessee or Georgia. There's still nobody there. There's nobody there except for FEMA's in their little Ford Tempos driving up and making demands of people. There's not one FEMA helicopter. There's not one FEMA food truck. There's no FEMA water truck, gas truck, helicopters, nothing. The 82nd Airborne has not. You have a Democratic Party congressman, Governor Cooper of North Carolina. Man's done nothing. He hasn't even initiated. He hasn't activated the National Guard. Nothing to this day. Day 16. And you're noticing, I keep bringing this up. Again, Aaron, Naz, and I, even though I hate them right now because they have power and I don't, we could all get into a car right now and drive to Asheville and be there in 11 and a half hours. We're day 16 and the government's still not there. And we're going to get to that in a minute too. Well, yeah, this is all part of this section. All right. InfoWars video. Congress confirms U.S. had weather weapon planes. Play for me.
And this just broke. Congress is now confirming that Hurricane Helena did have U.S. government weather weapon planes in it. Now, we already have the tracks. We already have the tail numbers. They don't even hide this crap. It just broke. It's on InfoWars.com. Breaking. Lawmakers briefed on weather modification tech conclude Hurricane Helena was DOD-linked weather weapon deployed against American people. Bombshell. There's Dale Whittington, who we're getting on the show, I think, tomorrow. So there you go. Of Geoengineering Watch with Colonel McGregor. Let's go ahead and air these two clips back to back.
The question here is, how does this hurricane's path differ from others that we've seen? I've already had a lot of people call me from the Asheville area, talk specifically about the horrendous damage, and many of them pointed out that is not Hurricane Alley per se. It's not an area that normally attracts storms. Can you help us understand this?
Well, the bottom line is it was directed there, as the transmission recordings clearly show. They kept that moisture corralled there to deluge in the same location. So, again, these are patented technologies, and the fact that we have the entire so-called meteorological community denying that this is going on to protect their paychecks and pensions is absolutely criminal at this point. We know we have private defense contractors that are neck deep in the patents that manipulate these storms, Raytheon, Lockheed Martin. We know those two in particular do the weather modeling for the nation's weathermen, National Weather Service and NOAA. Again, both agencies have an illegal federal gag order on them. So at this point, this is an emperor has no clothes moment. That's the best description I can give for something that is so blatantly obvious and inarguable, can only be considered weather warfare at this point. And the fact that, again, the so-called science community is denying this manipulation is criminal. It's absolutely criminal, Colonel McGregor.
If you can do so, could you tell us about some of your recent discussions, conversations, briefings that you've had with political leaders from the states in question that have asked you what you think? First of all, what did they specifically ask you, if you can tell us? And how did they respond to your answers?
Yes, Colonel McGregor, I had an hour conference call yesterday with the representatives and senators from the Carolinas. And we presented the data to them to answer their questions about how this manipulation occurs. They realized this was not a natural event. They're trying to digest the fact that their states were literally under assault from weather modification operations that are clearly connected with DOD operations. And we can speculate again on the agendas and objectives being carried out, but the fact that the storm was manipulated is absolutely inarguable. We know that technology to stop these rotations from even occurring has existed for decades with the manipulation of atmospheric pressure zones. HAARP in Alaska is one example many people are familiar with. That's an ionosphere heater. That's a weapon of mass destruction, period. It can cause an electrical chain reaction in the ionosphere, which heats it to extraordinarily high temperatures, which causes the atmosphere to bulge up and down. The downward push creates a high pressure dome that can steer the jet stream. And the same type of manipulation can create low pressure zones. When they have this type of power over the climate system, they can make or break these storms anytime they want. And again, what we see now is storms kept weaker as they're over the ocean because they're harder to steer until they reach the land-based network of transmitters. And then we have, Colonel McGregor, rapid intensification. You've heard that term probably a lot lately because that's how they manipulate these storms. And again, we have Acapulco last October.
By the way, hit pause.
The extreme example.
Back it up 15 seconds. He's the head of Geoengineering Watch, Dane Whittington. He's on tomorrow for a full hour. I've known him for 20 years. He's testified to Congress, legislatures, you name it. Let me explain something to you. He brings in the weather mod whistleblowers. It never makes the news. Okay, legislatures, federal, you name it. You hear what he just said? Hurricanes always get weaker over land. Now they get stronger. They are manipulating them. We have the flight paths. Let's finish up and then go to Rodney Howard Brown. Here it is.
Because that's how they manipulate these storms. And again, we have Acapulco last October being the extreme example of rapid intensification. An insignificant low pressure system developed into the strongest Cat 5 hurricane to ever hit that part of the world in less than 24 hours, laid waste to Acapulco. And by the way, Hurricane John, which just hit Acapulco again as Hurricane Helene was wreaking havoc in the Carolinas, not many people know that. So Acapulco just got dealt another blow. So again, how many agendas and objectives are being carried out when we know they can manipulate these storms, when we know they can make or break them anytime they want? And again, I bring up the oil infrastructure in the Gulf of Mexico that seems to magically miss any sort of damaging storm again and again and again, while the storms wreak havoc inland and on shorelines. It's not a coincidence.
I'm Kamala Harris. When I'm elected president, platforms that...
All right, there we go. I thought I had a little bit more on that, but we don't, but that's okay. All right, so you see it right there. We're going to go into another one in just a minute. Now, people can say, prove it. Well, you know what? How could anybody prove right now that COVID-19 was gain-of-function research unless you are an expert? And the experts are saying that it was developed in a lab. And the experts, the true experts, you know, the Ryan Coles of the world, the Robert W. Malones of the world, the Peter McCulloughs of the world, world-renowned pathologists, heart doctors, everybody, and the inventor of mRNA technology, and Robert W. Malone, they come out and they've said, COVID-19 was manufactured in a lab. They come out, but they were all right about vaccines and everything else. And everybody who was absolutely right was subjugated into oblivion, right? So if you say right now that you have weather modification programs being conducted by the DOD. And it's kind of funny how this is happening in an election year. You're like, Tom, there's hurricanes all the time. There really isn't. Just so you know, like there was 10 years in Florida, we didn't have any hurricanes. And also, if you want to push a climate change agenda, just like you want to push a medical totalitarian agenda, what do you need? Medical totalitarian agenda, you need a virus. You need a pandemic. If you want to put, you want to have totalitarianism in the name of climate change, which of course they want to do, locking us into 15-minute cities, and of course, a myriad of other restrictions in our lives, all so you can lower CO2 emissions, while the people that are saying that we need to lower CO2 emissions fly all over the globe in their private jets, which create about 600 times more fossil fuel uses and CO2 emissions than you will in a lifetime, and basically an up-and-back trip on their private jets. So they don't believe one thing they're saying, just like they didn't believe what they were saying when it came to COVID-19 and their mass French laundry hypocrisy, right? That's how you can always tell. So the same people, again, If you need climate change to be a problem, then just make a whole lot more storms. This has already been going on. So you had these various technologies, and they're all patented by who? The military-industrial complex and everybody that's patented. It's Raytheon, it's Lockheed Martin. They have patented technology to manipulate storms to make them bigger. And by the way, Alex Jones had a very valid point in another video that I watched. They have the technology to eradicate the storms. They can go out and fly into them and eradicate them. Why aren't they doing that? They can just make it, as Alex Jones said, they can just make them dump all of their rain into the ocean and evaporate without ever landing. But why wouldn't they do that? Why, if they have the technology, why wouldn't they do that? If they have the technology to make storms, which they already do, which we've known for years, then why don't, and they also have the technology to end storms or to strongly mitigate storms. And this technology, the direction technology and the creation technology, are patented out of Raytheon and Lockheed Martin. This is not hyperbole. This is not a conspiracy theory. The documents are already there, and nobody wants to look at it. Because if you mention it, just like if you were back in COVID-19, if you're April of 2020 and you said masks are stupid, 6-foot distancing is bullcrap because it was made up by Scott Gottlieb, who's on the Pfizer board. If you said that's all bullcrap, you're considered to be a right-wing wing nut at that point. Everything we said was right. Crap. Masks do absolutely nothing but harm. The vaccines do absolutely nothing but harm. Social distancing does absolutely nothing but harm. Lockdowns do nothing but harm because most people catch viruses inside their homes and you lock them in it. Closing down beaches is asinine idiocy because you need vitamin D, you need the sunlight to eradicate viruses. That COVID-19 was not deadly. It's not deadly at all. You're considered to be a right-wing wingnut. A tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist if you said COVID-19 is deadly. But not one person can name anybody that died of COVID-19. Why weren't all the bodies found in people's houses? So my point with all of this is they were 100% wrong there. They were the conspiracy theorists. They were the purveyors of misinformation. So my point in all of this is, If the experts were wrong about all that, couldn't they be wrong about weather modification? When there's actually patents that are held by Lockheed Martin and Raytheon in cooperation with the DOD, the Department of Defense. And the very strange thing is, and also coupled with NOAA, and all of these people have a gag order on them. Why? Why don't you want us to know about an ionosphere heater? Why wouldn't you want us to know about an ionosphere heater? Why would you not want us to know? Why wouldn't you want us to know about a trillion watts worth of power shot in the clouds that actually creates a storm? Why wouldn't you want us to know these things? Why? There it is, Aaron. That's it right there. You know what? Get it back. Get it right before. Take about 30 seconds before that and then play it. Just hit it right there.
You want the audio?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I'll talk over it.
All right, cool.
Yeah, you're good.
Clouds and actually bring down lightning bolt lasers into the sky. Never does anything about it. Well, instead of doing a rain dance, we physicists are firing trillion watt lasers into the sky to actually precipitate rain clouds and actually bring down lightning bolts.
This is potentially a game. Okay, notice where that's coming from. That's not Alex Jones, who's way, way more correct and way more right all the time, as a far more, way higher percentage of being correct than CBS News. Alex Jones is correct about 95% of the time. He really is. Okay. This is CBS News. A trillion watts of power of this sounds like Star Wars, laser beams and these right-wing wing nuts. No, this is CBS News. That's freaking Nora O'Donnell right here. She moderated the vice presidential debate. Obviously a leftist. Why is it a conspiracy theory? And as the speaker said, on InfoWars. Why are all the meteorologists denying this? Why? It's just like doctors and nurses during COVID-19. You know masks don't do anything to stop a virus. You know that, but you're wearing it anyway. You know they don't stop a virus. I remember going to the vet, and the vet, I'm like, you're a vet. You know that it doesn't stop the virus. Why are you wearing it? I remember I had to go to my vet all the way through all of 2020, all of 2021. I think even part of 2022. To go to my vet, you had to wear a mask. So I refused to wear it. So they had to come out and get my dog or I had to sit outside. Because, these are doctors and nurses. So you get meteorologists refuse to believe in this. This happened to CBS News. Climate control. Lasers could influence weather events. And by the way, 9 years ago, there, and they were making storms in 1964 in Vietnam. Look at this right here. So it's conspiracy theory to say that they're manipulating storms? Absolutely not. Let's go to the next one, guys. Insurrection Barbie video. Didn't Joe Biden tell us that it's impossible? Play it for me.
Some of the rain we saw last night had some help from the Santa Barbara County cloud seeding program. Using a plane and ground machines on specific mountain sites, silver iodide is released into storm clouds to increase rain. It's only used when there's no potential for flooding, and it's specifically used over water reservoirs, not highly populated areas.
And that's the tributary area to the Kachuma, Gibraltar, Runcal reservoirs. Twitchell Reservoir has a lot of capacity. We'd love to fill up Twitchell for the Santa Maria Valley. And then the Santa Maria River watershed up in the Sisquoc area is also a target area. That's where a lot of our groundwater recharge comes for the Santa Maria Valley. All backcountry.
Cloud seeding has been effectively used in Santa Barbara County since the 1950s. It can help to fill our lakes and dams faster, especially like now when we need to build up supplies again after more than 4 years of drought.
So all the meteorologists tell us and all the left-wingers tell us and all the rational Republicans tell us that weather manipulation is conspiracy theory. They've been cloud seeding in Santa Barbara, California since the 50s. You saw it right here. How is that not true? This is not right-wing conspiracy. This is local news. Certainly probably not even right-wing. Look at that. Santa Barbara News reports on cloud seeding project. So and this has been going on since the 50s. Everybody remember the 50s? Elvis, all that. A long, long time ago. You're talking about 74 years ago, they were cloud seeding in Santa Barbara, California. That means they were cloud seeding all over the planet, which is why they were able to create monsoons during the Vietnam War. This is a right-wing conspiracy theory. It's absolutely true. And why they're predicting new pandemics, because they're creating the viruses, just like they created COVID-19. And just like what we were talking about before, where you have patented technology shared by Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, NOAA, and the DOD, and they're all under a gag order. Well, so is everything that Anthony Fauci emails is under a gag order. It's all redacted. Why? Why can't we see it? Well, why can't we see Anthony Fauci's emails? Why can't we see, weather modification projects out of the DOD? Out of Raytheon and Lockheed Martin, all these people at Raytheon and Lockheed Martin can be trusted, but you and I can't. So if you believe that COVID-19 was created in the lab by leftist, globalist, bourgeois elitists, very simple. Anthony Fauci giving tens of millions of dollars through backdoor channels to Peter Daszak, Equal Health Alliance, Bill and Melinda Gates, tens of millions of dollars, 100, maybe even hundreds of millions of dollars to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And then all of them profit off of everything that happened as a result of that pandemic, which wasn't a pandemic, the fake pandemic. Again, they either create a problem or they call something that's not a problem a problem so that it becomes a problem. And then they offer their totalitarian solutions. The same thing they'll do here. They're going to blame all this on climate change. Look at all this horrible stuff that's happened. And unless you're an informed person, you'll be like, it has gotten worse. Yeah, it's gotten worse because look at it. Santa Barbara News reports on cloud seeding project started in the 50s. And people say it's right-wing conspiracy theory? Absolutely not, Goran.
I wonder if that's some of the Nazi scientists that we took over in Operation Paperclip, if they were working on that in the 50s.
I guarantee, yeah, the guys that are creating jets. Yeah, yeah, probably. And yeah, and rockets. Yeah, probably were. Rocket engines. Hey, let me say hey to everybody in the chat real quick. I forgot about that. App Seeks Truth is right there at the bottom. Why Not Me? Perry Heather 120 is on. Regina Loves Art. My Broken Heart. Let's see. D9597 is on. Tim L. T-Bird is on. Lots of people. A lot of people saying. Bud Dave is on. Lizzie 859 is on. Jana Jones is on. Why Honey Badger is on. C-Sup is on. Appreciate you guys. SC Watch Ratcliffe 1965 is on. Kev FM1 is on. Appreciate you guys. Love each and every one of you. Scott, oh, there you go. Now everybody's comes. Ugly Stick is on. Judy Anita is on. Hassle Free TV is on. 23 Justin Blake is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Mike Griffith is on. Real Flash River is on. Love you guys. Hanslick Donovan is on. S. Clark 1968 is on. Thank you. Thank you, S. Clark. We're glad it all went really well for us. He or she said that we are safe. Jen Lee 78 is on. John Phillips 1973 is on. Michaels Clark is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Scooter 8887 is on. Love you guys. All right, let's go to this next one here. I don't even know where I'm at.
Colin Rugg.
Here we go. Yep. Oh yeah, there we go. Now some of this stuff is a little old. I've been out of circulation for 2 days. So I couldn't collect a lot of stuff, but some of this is old. So if it's redundant, I do apologize for that. A legitimate apology this time. Usually it's a mocking apology, but this time it's actually a legit apology. So here it is. Most of you have seen this already, but let's play it anyway, just in case some people missed it. Knew the NC National Guard actually loaded up. Get this, Aaron. Loaded up a C-17. Anybody know how big a C-17 is? Monstrous. Huge. Loaded up. Actually was ordered to load up a C-17. So Kamala Harris could put her cackling face in front of it for a photo op, and then they unloaded it and never actually took it there. It was loaded with aid for Hurricane Helene victims. She took a photo, and then they unloaded it and never brought it there. Don't believe me? Play for me, Naz.
And then also from that video, I started getting a lot of messages, like, to my Instagram from, like, actual, like, aircraft commanders, like squadron commanders.
No kidding.
I had a squadron commander from North Carolina reach out to me. They had to load a C-17 full of supplies just to take a photo op for Kamala, and they never sent the bird.
Wait a minute, what?
They loaded an entire C-17 full of supplies for the hurricane victims just for Kamala to go there, take a photo, take a video, and they never sent the C-17.
It was just Are you serious?
Yeah, that was a National Guard, North Carolina National Guard unit. That was an 06 that reached out to me. And then I had another.
He reached out to you to tell you that they did a photo op and with the intention of never sending.
It was just a photo op.
Imagine that. You utilize the resources of the North Carolina National Guard. Hey, Aaron, see if you can give me a pic of a C-17.
Yeah.
And you actually, you bring out the C-17 onto the tarmac. They come out with their forklifts and everything else. And the National Guard, instead of being sent to Asheville, North Carolina, instead of being sent to Tennessee, instead of being sent to Georgia, the National Guard is used to load up a C-17 with hurricane relief supplies. Kamala Harris rolls out her fat butt in front of it, her Willie Brown used butt in front. Look at this freaking thing. Look at the forklift next to it on the left. You see how huge it is? They load that up. They actually went through the labor of loading that thing up. Look at it. They loaded it up. She rolled her fat butt out there. They took a picture with it and then unloaded it. They didn't fly it in anywhere. They didn't fly it into to any location remotely near Appalachia. Didn't do any of it. Just unloaded it and nobody got anything off of it. So all of the hours of National Guard troops, labor, nothing. The fuel to drive that thing out into the tarmac, nothing. And then the worst of it all is that all of that was a giant waste of time, but nobody got any benefits from it that's a victim of the storm. Nothing. And by the way, that's exactly what happened. Notice how they're not denying any of it. You notice how Kamala Harris is doing nothing? Where's her rallies right now? Trump had a rally yesterday. That was the that's the video that we showed earlier. He has a rally as we speak. Where's Kamala right now? Aaron, do you know?
No idea.
Now, I've been out of the loop for 2 days. Now, I'm not usually out of the loop. And really, not even for 2 days because my son had a... Okay, it's a great example. Here's a great example for you. So we were... Everybody in Florida has a generator for all intents and purposes. And by the way, if you don't, you got to get one. So my son's like, why are we taking Starlink off the roof of our house? Because I wanted to save it. We have Starlink on top of us. Elon Musk, Starlink. Oh, Aaron, is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's Charlotte, North Carolina. Look at this. Look. Oh, if you can't stand these people, you can't stand them enough. I'm telling you. Look at these rats. I mean, absolute soulless rat turd human beings. Devoid of all human dignity and integrity. Look at that. How do you do it? Why aren't you on the ground doing something? Why aren't you sending something there? Instead, look at the size of that freaking plane. Look at how they opened up the tail section, drove all the forklifts in there, loaded it up full of water, full of supplies, full of diapers, full of batteries, full of everything people need. She takes a photo op and then they unload it and she leaves. That's our government. Absolutely nothing, nothing of value whatsoever except photo ops. What a disgusting human being. So anyway, Elon Musk is saving the Biden administration. I'm taking part of this from Dan Bongino. He's the one saving the Biden administration. Because remember now, gosh, well, how many billions was it? I don't remember the billions that it was allotted. It was $8 billion for the electric car charging stations.
I think it was 82.
It was. $82 billion so that they could build internet infrastructure for rural communities to get the internet. That was allotted. It was $82 billion allotted so that the Harris Biden administration could give people internet service in rural areas. $82 billion. Not one person has been hooked up yet. Not one. And they cut Elon out of it. Who's the one person that could do it? There's only one person that can do it. Anybody have Starlink? And listen, again, I fall in and out of love with Elon, depending on what he does. But I'm just saying, anybody have it? It's fantastic. I mean, it's freaking great. I'm in a rural area. It is great. Fantastic stuff. And now Elon's saving their butt. They cut him out of the $82 billion. They cut him out of it. Because he's taken a stand against the Biden administration and basically endorsing Donald Trump. At that time, there hadn't been an official endorsement of Donald Trump, but he's buying Twitter and doing all that, and you could tell he was turning hardcore right. So they cut them out of it. The only person that could have actually stopped their cataclysmic slide to doing absolutely nothing. And where's the $82 billion now? Who knows? Who knows where it is? Hunter Biden got it? I have no idea. So now Elon's saving their butt in North Carolina because the only reason why they have any communications on day 16 is because of Elon Musk. And my son during Hurricane Milton, he goes, why are we taking it off the thing, off the roof? You know, let's leave it on. I'm like, we won't be able to transmit during the storm. That freaking thing never stopped, man. I was watching movies. It was great. Aaron's got me addicted to like Apple TV. I don't hardly watch TV anymore because of him. It's his fault. All I do is watch streaming. I'm totally addicted to The Penguin on Max. I mean, addicted to it. 3 episodes in. I've watched all 3 twice. I know. What a loser. I know. I get it. But here's the thing. I was watching Penguin the whole time.
That's awesome.
Elon Musk. It comes through again. Elon Musk. I mean, and he's saving them. So we just kept that thing on, hooked it in the generator. I'm watching the internet. It's great. It's Aaron style, the way he thinks. So look at this one now. Am I at Wall Street Apes, Naz? Is that where
yes.
I'm at? Wall Street Apes?
Yep.
Okay, there we go. All right, so this is just some music with some I don't know what you call these things, off-road vehicles, ATVs.
Yeah.
But anyway, dune buggies is what I call them, but that's old school. So driving up Appalachian, here's the title of it. Less than 24 hours ago, now again, less than 24 hours ago, which would be yesterday, which would have been Thursday, no FEMA to be seen. So 15 days in, no FEMA to be seen. I want somebody to produce a video. Send it to Aaron. Produce the video. Produce a video of FEMA doing anything in North Carolina, Georgia, or Tennessee. Please show it to me. I'll play it. I promise you. Outside of sitting there at a card table registering people. And how do they register people? They go to the civilian relief sites and register people there because there is no FEMA relief sites. Wouldn't you, if you're going to offer relief, actually fly in the C-17, unload all of the relief products, and actually have a FEMA relief center? They don't have any of that going on. So look at this. Find FEMA anywhere. Play for me, Naz.
I hear the train a coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a rolling. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns.
All right, let's play a little game because this is a game I make Aaron play with me all the time. Not as Herbert the Pervert. Because Aaron, you know, you never know when he might switch into that. But I mean,
you never know. You know?
So there you go. I make Aaron play this game with me all the time. When we're looking at video footage from the border, I'm like, find me one female. As the military-aged men pour across the border. Aaron, are you able to put us both on?
Not with
smash
this.
In the middle, not with that. Okay.
Yeah.
So if I would, I'd have Aaron, we both be on. I'm like, let's look at this whole video and I want you to find FEMA because here's the people doing the relief efforts right here. Yeah. These are the rescuers right here. Not the only ones. There's obviously people in helicopters and everything else. These are the people that are bringing the supplies in. See him on top of his vehicle trying to get up there. Where are the FEMA helicopters? Yet there's not one. Let's play a game. All of us together. Aaron can still see the video.
Yeah.
So Aaron, you can play it. Everybody can hear your voice.
Yep.
I want, when as soon as you see the FEMA helicopter, FEMA rescue people, any FEMA dune buggies,
yeah.
ATVs, find it. I mean, I'm just curious. Show me anybody doing anything. Now, let's just take it away from FEMA. How about the National Guard? How about the military? How about anything from Governor Cooper of North Carolina? Nothing. These are all private citizens. Absolutely doing nothing.
Don't hold your breath.
Yeah, there you are. So it's good. Look at it. They're traversing miles and miles of terrain, washed out roads. I don't see any FEMA.
No.
Nowhere. And that's day 16. This one was day 15. All right, let's go to the next one. Ask libs of TikTok video. Since they keep denying it, that FEMA spent the money, spent vast swaths of money, billions of dollars. And again, just the ultimate example. You have an illegal border invader welcome center. Imagine that in World War II. If the Nazis were streaming across your border, would you build them a $20 million welcome center? You're like, Tom, are you comparing this? Yeah, because it's a globalist operation. Absolutely. I don't care what people think. Whether it's the Huns, whatever army you want to name. The Japanese invading China. I don't care who it is. If you're going to build them a welcome center, these are people invading your country. Remember, 30,000 of them that we know of were rapists and murderers over the last 3 years. So 10,000 per year. And 425,000 that we know of were convicted criminals. And by the way, those are convicted rapists and murderers from other countries that they knew when they let them in. So do I consider it to be an invasion? Absolutely. And then I'm just going to keep trying to do it. I'm going to flip in my mind. The Harris Biden administration spent billions of dollars that could be going. And by the way, Florida's a mess right now. I can guarantee you. By the way, FEMA never showed up to clean up all the Helene debris. Everybody paid for it themselves. There was nobody here. This area that I'm sitting right now was decimated by Helene and has now been re-decimated by Milton. Where's FEMA? I'm just curious. Where? 30 seconds until we're off Christian Television Network, everybody. They're not banning us. Switch over to Rumble. They're not banning us. That's just my allotted time on the Christian Television Network. So if FEMA isn't here, they won't be here. They're not here now. They'll never show up. It's just Aaron brought it up last podcast. We sat out with debris in the back of this church for 3 months. FEMA never came. I ended up spending the $8,000 to haul it off. They didn't do a freaking thing. I illustrated it using that video in Pinellas County where you had the dumpster operator. He's saying, you know what? FEMA closed down the landfill. It had cops there closing down. This is not conspiracy theory. It's absolutely true. FEMA closed down the landfill and told all the dumpster operators to go back and dump it on site, dump it on the owner's property, wherever they picked it up from. And then Ron DeSantis had to send in trucks to go pick it up. That's FEMA for you. So there's no money available, according to Alejandro Marcos, has walked that back now, but he already said it, so it's too late. There's no money because the money was all spent on illegal aliens, and all of the evidence is coming out. And by the way, it's on news reports. Watch this. Play for me.
Of migrants continues to have an impact across the nation and certainly here at home in Colorado. Denver alone housing nearly 4,600 migrants right now. Other cities in the state stepping up to help, but they say they cannot do it alone.
And now nonprofits and local senators and representatives are asking for more help from the federal government. Fox 1 political reporter Gabrielle Franklin is on it. Gabrielle.
Yeah, Erica, it's something that city leaders here in Denver have been calling on for a while. More federal help from the government to aid migrants. Now the calls are growing louder and the patience is getting thin.
We have never received on the migrant response direct support from the federal government.
Amanda Blaurock is a co-founder of the Village Exchange Center in Aurora. The center helps anywhere between 500 to 700 families a week, providing wraparound services.
We do have support via the state, the Office of New Americans. We have about 250,000 that we received that came from the FEMA dollars of 2.5 million that came to the state. That money is used for our food pantry that helps supply hygiene products, our security guards, and also food to individuals that are here.
The funds they received from the state just started going towards their work in December.
I don't think we should leave Denver or Colorado and holding the financial end of the stick. The federal government needs to step in and help, and it should.
U.S. Senator Michael Bennett and Colorado's other Democratic congressional members wrote a letter to FEMA this month, urging the federal government to step up by increasing funding for FEMA's shelter and services program to include more cities and nonprofits. Bennett saying relief should be coming soon.
Hopefully, they're going to be able to respond relatively quickly to the things they can do administratively. There are some things that we're probably going to have to do legislatively. And as you know, I've been involved for months in this effort to try to get a bipartisan agreement on immigration done as part of the supplemental that is covering Ukraine and Israel and some other matters. And it does feel like we're finally coming to an agreement.
Meanwhile, groups like the VEC can't necessarily wait on Congress to act. Now, if you want to help them in the meantime, either with a donation or to learn more about volunteering, we will leave a link for you to learn more about that over on KDVR.com. For now, reporting live in Denver, Gabrielle Franklin, Fox 31.
All right,
Gabrielle. So you're sitting there with politicians acknowledging, and imagine, there are left-wing pundits saying it's not true. Alejandro Mayorkas says it's not true. Karine Jean-Pierre says it's not true. And right here on a mainstream news channel, lawmakers push for FEMA assistance to tackle migrant crisis. And then they say that they didn't use FEMA money? That it, by the way, Federal Emergency Management Agency, isn't that supposed to be for our citizens, not for illegal border invaders and building $20 million welcome centers in San Diego County, California? Shouldn't it be for people that were devastated by Helene, devastated by Milton? And by the way, I'm talking about Florida, I'm talking about Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, the myriad of places that have been devastated by these storms. And they spent billions of dollars on people who are breaking the law. 30,000 of which of them are murderers and rapists, convicted murderers and rapists that they knew were convicted murderers and rapists when they let them in. 425,000 convicted criminals that they knew were convicted criminals when they allowed them in. That's where all the money went. There's no money, says Alejandro Marcos. By the way, in the midst of that, the Harris administration sends $159 million to Lebanon. And there's no money? I think $159 million would go a long way. And remember, Volodymyr Zelensky just secured $8.2 billion in the midst of these storms. And right in the middle of that video, they're talking about Ukraine funding too. How much more are we going to get involved in a Slavic conflict that's gone on for 1,000 years with no discernible path of victory at all? Go, Aaron.
What did he buy with that money, by the way? I can't remember. What did you say that he bought with that? Was it Hitler's car by?
My gosh, I'm glad you remember, because I totally blanked. He did buy that. You're like, Tom, that's all. It's not hyperbole, folks. It is not a conspiracy theory. He absolutely bought Hitler's $15 million car. It's a fact. Pull it up. Go ahead. Volodymyr Zelensky secured $8.2 billion, and about 2 days later, he bought Hitler's car. And I could go on a 30-minute dissertation about Nazi connections, Azov Battalion connections to Volodymyr Zelensky, to Ukraine, to this entire war with the breakout provinces, the constant harassment by the Azov Battalion and Volodymyr Zelensky. You know, like Volodymyr Zelensky's got Jewish heritage. Yeah, there's a lot of Nazi collaborators that have Jewish heritage. Doesn't exonerate anybody.
Like George Soros.
Yeah, so George Soros confiscated Jews' goods at the command of the Nazis before they went into the gas chambers. That's who George Soros is. He says he's innocent because he was only 14. I remember being 14. I think I would know. You know, you don't confiscate people's goods as they walk into an oven. Like you might have a little inkling that that's not correct. Call me crazy. Yeah, that's an absolute fact, by the way. You can pull up my last, I think it was the last show, right, Aaron?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Pull up the last show, pre-Uncle Milty. So Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
You pull it up, and it's absolute fact. And he not only did he buy it, he drove it into work. He drove it to basically their version of the White House. Parked it right outside. Hitler's car. $15 million. Pull it up. It's absolute fact. All right, Kimmy Video. Ducey brings the receipts. Play for me.
Peter Ducey here, outside the West Wing of the White House, where this week, one of my questions about foreign aid versus hurricane relief was called misinformation.
President Biden is fond of saying, show me your budget and I will tell you what you value. If he's got money for people in Lebanon right now, without Congress having to come back, what does it say about his values? There's not enough money right now for
his
people
values,
in North Carolina
his-
who need it. That's not misinformation.
Wait, no, that is your whole premise of the question is misinformation, sir. What you don't, yes, it's misinformation.
Part? I've got the information right here. The vice president is posting on social media about $157 million in additional assistance to the people of Lebanon. President Biden is posting about how the Small Business Administration's disaster loan program is going to run out of funding if Congress does not come back. To a lot of people watching these briefings, a taxpayer dollar is a taxpayer dollar is a taxpayer dollar. That is not misinformation. That is a...
All taxpayer dollars that go into the budget of the United States federal freaking worthless government are fungible. So if you sent it to Lebanon, you could have sent it to Appalachia. You could have sent it to North Carolina. You could have sent it to Georgia or Tennessee. They chose in the middle of this. Again, you know what? Right in the middle, right after Hamas invaded Israel, killing 1,400 people in one day, Joe Biden, not a week later, sent millions of dollars to Hamas. It's wide open. It's just they totally and completely depend on the fact that they have a Mockingbird Goebbels media that will not report anything that hurts them in any way, shape, or form. They know that. And by the way, let's look at this. What is this that you're wearing? I mean, I can't get over it. Just let it play. That's fine. I like it like that. You can let it play. I mean, what on earth is she wearing? I know, like, Tom, didn't you edit that video? Absolutely not. That's the way she looks. No, I'm just kidding. That's Dilly Mean Team's video. It's awesome. We played it on Tuesday. But anyway, there she is. I mean, who dresses this woman? What did you say she looked like in a shrunken?
She looks like a voodoo shrunken head.
Voodoo shrunken
like
head.
Doll.
She looks absolutely ridiculous. I'm talking about without it being modified. That's how she looks. All right, let's go to the next one. I could talk about that all night. So Ducey brings the receipts. Absolutely. When Karine Jean-Pierre says that remember what she said? She said this question was misinformation. That they sent money, 157, I said 159, it's 157, $157 million to Lebanon, but said they had no money to send to Tennessee or Georgia or North Carolina. Nothing. They could have taken that 157 and said, you know what, we're not sending it to Lebanon, we're sending it in. And yet, no money, no FEMA, no military, no National Guard, an absentee governor, an absentee vice president, an absentee president, an absentee Democratic nominee for president. Gone. Nobody's there. There's nobody there. Find me the videos. So here's a great one, Citizen Free Press video. This is kind of just a grand summation of the conflict between Kamala Harris and Ron DeSantis. DeSantis punches back at Kamala. Play for me.
Hey, Governor, could you just help clear something else up that happened earlier this week? And we were actually debating it at this table, so I got to ask. There was some praise that came your way from President Biden and said that you had spoken. Then there was this brouhaha over Vice President Harris apparently reaching out to you and maybe not taking the call and this whole thing, accusations that this had all become politicized. Can you just speak to what happened there?
I am working with the President of the United States. I'm working with the Director of FEMA. I'm marshaling all my state assets. We've been doing this now nonstop for over 2 weeks between Helene and this. And so if there's anything I can leverage to benefit my people, I'm going to do it. The fact of the matter is they put out a story saying I didn't even know she was trying to reach me, but she has no role in this process. And I've been dealing with these storms in Florida under both Trump and Biden. Neither of them ever politicized it. And in fact, all the storms I've dealt with under this administration, although I've worked well with the president, she has never called in Florida. She has never offered any support. So what she's doing is she's trying to inject herself into this because of her political campaign. So as the governor here who's leading this, I don't have time for those games. I don't care about her campaign. Obviously, I'm not a supporter of hers, but she has no role in this process. And so I'm working with the people I need to be working with. We're leveraging the resources I need to be leveraging. And for her to try to say that my focus should be on catering to her rather than worrying about my own people just shows she doesn't understand what it means to respond to these natural disasters.
Aaron's making me laugh in the middle at the end of the video, so it's not fair. But anyway, so she's never, ever called DeSantis before. I already went through this on Tuesday, but this is a greater summation. By the way, that's on CNBC. It's definitely not a right-wing conservative media source. But anyway, she never calls at all. She's never been involved at all because she is typical government. Doesn't do anything at all, but wants some sort of credit, wants some sort of photo op, wants some sort of credit or whatever you want to call it for, offering some sort of solution. She's never done anything. She's never offered a solution. She's never carried out any solutions. She's brought nothing to those either in Florida or Appalachia that's been ravaged by these storms. She's done absolutely nothing. And then suddenly it's just typical. It's just like what they did with the border. Didn't do anything with the border for 3 years, 3.5 years, nothing. And then they put out this border bill starting in 2024, an absolutely worthless border bill, which I don't have time to get into. That'll be 30 minutes. But anyway, so suddenly now she wants to be involved. Suddenly. So it's just blatant political expediency and opportunism. And then she doesn't even care because she knows the media isn't going to report on it. Credit to CNBC for allowing DeSantis to actually speak on it. So it's just typical political pandering while people are dying. What she's busy doing is loading up C-17s using taxpayer. How much did that cost as taxpayers? $100,000 to load that thing up and unload it?
Oh, gosh.
$36 trillion in debt, probably $200,000-$300,000 to load it, unload it. And the fuel to bring that thing out for a photo op. That's all she did. She loaded and unloaded. That's typical. And doesn't even care that she did it because she knows nobody's going to report on it. It's just like her fake 60 Minutes interview that they've now set out two edits on with their answer about what she's going to do about Israel. There's is the real one. And then there's the edited version of it. There's still a real version of it that nobody has seen. And people are pressuring 60 Minutes to put up because she is an absolute empty suit. She does nothing. And by the way, most politicians do absolutely nothing but cause us trouble. And that's on both sides of the aisle. It's just the Democrats are the worst. Now, let me show you this. End wokeness tweet. 26 out of 28 North Carolina counties wrecked by Hurricane Helene. Voted President Trump. That's weird, isn't it? there's no storm modification going on except where we know confirmed reports, confirmed patents, confirmed that 100 trillion watt lasers have been shot into clouds to cause convection. We know that. That's all absolute fact. And it's just weird that 26 out of 28 North Carolina counties were wrecked by Hurricane Helene. By the way, they're not even counting all of the counties in Florida, which all of them voted for Trump. Spanhandle, 100% Trump.
Yeah.
And by the way, all of us that had the flooding from Hurricane Helene, all 100% Trump. If you go up the counties that all got the flooding from Hurricane Helene, and now Milton are all voting for Trump. All of them. I can go over the counties. I mean, it's Collier, it's Lee, it's Charlotte, it's Sarasota, it's Manatee, Hillsborough, Pinellas, Pasco, all voting for Trump. 100%. It's the I-4 corridor. That's Milton. Again, weird, isn't it? And who's going out and checking on these storms? Allegedly checking on these storms. Are they checking on these storms? These hurricane hunters? Are they checking on storms? Or are they stirring these storms up? Are they instigating these storms? Are they intensifying these storms? I don't know. How are we going to prove it? Are you saying that's what's happening, Tom? No, because I can't prove it. But it's just kind of weird how this thing was all supposed to go to Tampa, and there's two military bases in Tampa, and didn't hit Tampa. That's weird, isn't it? It just south of there. That's weird. As if somebody was steering it. 520 south in these 26 out of 28 counties, 527,000 Trump votes, 100,000 Biden votes. Many won't be able to vote now. Well, yeah, and that's exactly what Axelrod said. All right, let's go to the next one for me. WFLA News. Got to put the heartwarming thing here at the end. This is just great. I mean, I love it. You know, yeah. Tom, it's obvious that you're a dog nut. Absolutely dog nut. My dog's actually with me here at the church tonight. Heartwarming. WFLA News out of Tampa. Heartwarming. Hillsborough County fire rescue teams have saved 104 pets since Hurricane Milton hit. The dogs, I say it all. Dogs, I mean, we don't deserve them. We don't deserve them.
Look
we love
at that
the
picture.
Dogs. I know. Aww. What a sweetie. What a sweetie. I got to show you this one, too. Heartwarming video. Again, some of this stuff is old for some of you, but I've been out of the loop for 2 days working on picking up all the hurricane crap that you have to pick up, take down. You put up all your shutters, take them down. You got to pick up all the debris, clean up your sandbags, do all those different things. But anyway, here's Dr. Phil video. Sue, flag down our crew. Play for me.
Okay. I'm going to introduce you real quick to Dr. Phil. If you watch TV, you may have seen him on TV.
How are you? Yeah, we were driving down this gravel road here to head up to a location to set up a Starlink unit, and this wonderful lady flagged us down named Sue. She's 83, and she lives in this cute little house here. And she came out and said, you know, I don't want to cause any trouble, but... could somebody help me? She said, I'm here. I don't have any power. I don't have any water. I don't have any food. I don't have any ability to get anywhere. I had heart surgery 2 weeks ago.
If I had a generator and be one of them Coleman stoves, okay, and some of them little things, I can stay at home.
Why don't we get you one? If you could just drop one off, but it's not that simple. You got to get it and get a bright plug, hook it up to the breaker box, get the house turned on, hook it up to her well, get water going. We've already got a generator here. We're fueling it up right now. We actually had one with us in our caravan, so we're already got her hooked up to a generator. But we got to get it turned on, get the right kind of plug, and then get things going. She just had heart surgery, and she's here by herself. She's fallen. She's got a mark on her forehead here. She went from just being so forlorn to being so uplifted and laughing, and I'm just so glad we stopped, so glad she flagged us down.
It's a lonesome, I can't hardly go.
We're going to continue on and set up this Starlink that Elon Musk has provided to us and get it hooked up. By the time we get back, I think we'll have everything set up and get her turned on. It's just a typical story of a person up here lost, isolated, needing help. So glad we stopped. So glad she flagged us down.
All right, so there you go. Now that Aaron found out Dr. Phil's 74 years old. So you have Dr. Phil, 74 years old, rescuing an 83-year-old. This video was shot maybe 3 days ago, something along those lines. I think it was maybe just before Milton hit us here. I'm not sure. It may have been after. I don't know. But where's FEMA? 83-year-old woman on a house, on a road. FEMA can't make it there, but Dr. Phil can. Dr. Phil's 74 years old, and he's doing the rescuing. Where's FEMA? Again, that's 8, 9, 10... I mean, today's day 16. It could have been day 13. No, not there. To this day, not there. A lot of you are wanting to see the dog, huh? we're working on it. I'm going to see if I can get him in here. What do you got here?
Apparently, he's home.
Oh, did he leave? Tommy brought him home. Yeah, Tommy brought him. Okay, Tommy took him home. So there you go. I'll see if I can work out sending you a picture. Or I'll bring him on the show one time. But anyway. All right. So that's it for the storm stuff. Let me come for some miscellaneous. Going a little long tonight. I honestly planned on going to like 10:03. Because I have Trump rally and everything else, but there's 1,016 people watching that I could see right now. But I'd probably go anyway. But anyway, I just have to show you this. Unreal interview. Just do some miscellaneous stuff before we leave. Dustin Grage video. Hard for me to say. Here's Tim Walz and Michael Strahan. Play for me.
And you call yourself a knucklehead.
call yourself a knucklehead because you've made some statements that just aren't true. And the comment about weapons of war that I carried in war, which you didn't. You said that you were in Hong Kong during the Tiananmen Square massacre when you weren't. You kind of chalked it all up to bad grammar or getting the dates wrong.
Yeah.
But your opponents say you lied to make yourself look better. Do they have a point?
Well, look, 35 years ago, got the opportunity to be in Hong Kong, be in China, learned a lot about it, served 24 years in the National Guard, passionately, in an instance, talking about gun violence in schools, on an instance there, proud of the service that I've done, proud to be a teacher in that classroom, proud to have been very public all these years, and owning it when I, you know, said, look, I was there in August of 89. And I think what you see here, you saw it in Minnesota, I've been elected 8 times here. These things have been very public for folks here. They see the results of things that we pass. We see a state that's a top 5 state for business. We see third best state, top 3 state for raising a child, and we've got the best health care. And I think the policies, whether it be dealing with China and understanding China's human rights record, what you can be certain there is that Kamala Harris and I aren't going to, you know, pick dictators on speed dial. See, Xi Jinping is doing a good job during COVID, as Donald Trump said. And I think those lessons learned over a lifetime of being very public, whether it's in the classroom or being elected.
Well, you know, but it's one of the things with trust. So there are going to be some people who say, we can't trust him even tell the truth about himself.
Yeah.
What do you say to them?
Well, I said they know who I am. I know who I am. I know the work that I've done. I know that things get spun in a political environment. But I think what they see is, if they want to compare that talking about immigration policy or seeing the things that Donald Trump would say, I think there's a big difference than missing a date when you're there. And again, spinning something for a political reason. I'm very clear of who I've been. I'm very proud of 24 years of doing that work. And I think going to Congress and working for veterans, they want to see it and make the difference look a little different. I think people in Minnesota, my students, the folks I've worked with, members of Congress, they know who I am. And they know the policies we put in place have made an impact.
All right, we're back. So just a couple things on that. Okay, if you say that something happened on the 7th and it happened on the 9th, but it actually happened, you know, if you just said, you know what, I got married on the 7th and you got married on the 9th, that's misremembering. You don't say that I was present at the Tiananmen Square massacre and you weren't there and say, you know what, I got my dates wrong. That has nothing to do with dates. That has to do with whether or not you were at an event at all. It has nothing to do with dates. You know, I'm speaking very fervently against the Second Amendment, and I carried weapons of war in war. That's not a misremembered thing. That is not, you know what? I was excited about something. No, that's just a bold-faced, stolen valor lie. That's all that it is. Bold-faced, stolen valor lie. That's all. There's no misremembering that. It's like Joe Biden said his memory failed him when he said he got 2 scholarships finished at the top of his class. Remember all that? He said, well, his memory, your memory fails you when you miss a number by 1 or 2. Like, you know what? Again, you know, I graduated on the 7th, but you graduate on the 9th. That's your memory failing you. Not, I got 2 scholarships and finished at the top of my class, and I got this award for Law Student of the Year. None of that happened. That's not your memory failing you. That's pathological lying. And Strahan knew it. You notice even Strahan there, who's a leftist moron, you could tell even then he was grimacing on the inside, having to swallow that minutia from Tim Walz. Absolute bold-faced lies. Misremembering, your knuckleheads. A knucklehead would be something along the lines of, you know what, I went to Vegas and I won $1,000, but you actually won $100. Not, you know what, I was somewhere that I wasn't. I carried weapons of war, that I fought in a war and you didn't. That's pathological lying. I was on, this is what he also said, he was a command sergeant major. He was never a command sergeant major. That's not misremembering. That would be, I retired from Sarasota County Sheriff's Office as a sergeant. I didn't retire as the colonel. I didn't retire as the sheriff. If I claim that I did, I just claimed I retired as a lieutenant. That's not misremembering. Those aren't even in, they're not in the realm of misremembering would be date that you retired. Not a different rank. That's like saying, talking about Aaron and Nass. And he goes, oh, I was never married to Naz. Or Naz saying, I was never married to Aaron. Okay, misremembering would be the date that you got married. And even if it was wrong by a year, you'd be, that's a pathological lie. But if Aaron said the 7th and Naz said the 9th and Naz was right, then Aaron misremembered. But the lie to say I was never married to her, that's the league, that's the level that Tim Walz on. These are pathological, disgusting lies. He said he was at Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan, watching them load up dead American bodies. He was never in Afghanistan in his life. That's not misremembering. That's not being a knucklehead. That's being a pathological, disgusting liar. He said that his wife used IVF treatments to get pregnant. That never happens. She herself debunked it 3 days later. She debunked it. They didn't use IVF treatments. One bold-faced lie. He's lied about his military career. He said that he was part of Operation Desert Storm or Desert Shield. He was in Italy the whole time. These aren't misremembering things. Misremembering things are, you know, a game that you play. You played a football game, or you went and watched the football game, and you got the date wrong of the right year. It was November 15th. No, it was actually November 17th. That's misremembering. This is Tim Walz would be. I played in the game.
Yeah.
You remember the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Because I can't remember what date we went to go watch the Bucs game, somewhere around my birthday, early September. Went to the Bucs game. That would be akin to me saying, no, I didn't go to the Bucs game. I was a starting quarterback in the Bucs game. We didn't see you on there, Tom. Oh, I misremembered. It's not misremembering. That's not being a knucklehead. It's not missing a little statistical data. Those are bold-faced, disgusting, pathological lies. You go, Aaron.
It reminds me of when Hillary said she landed under gunfire.
Oh, my gosh, right. Then they show the video. There's no gunfire. She came out with her entourage, and they're all hobnobbing.
They're children there.
Yeah, there's little kids around doing a little dance for her. They had a little party for her. They had a little presentation, and she landed under gunfire. That's something. And then she said the same thing. Oh, I misremembered. You know, that's not misremembering. That's just making up an entire event that didn't occur. It's like if, again, she said, you know what? We flew into town A, but you actually flew into town B. That's fine. As long as one of the two had gunfire. But if there's no gunfire, then you're a pathological, disgusting liar, just like her pervert husband. Here's another one for you. Alex Jones video breaking. People always say it's over. COVID's oh, really? Is it over? California reinstates mask mandate. What's the date today? Aaron, what is it?
It is the 11th.
October. I honestly had no idea what the date was. October 11th. 2024. So I'm trying to think now. That would be 12, 24, 36. What are we? So 2024. So 4 years later. So that's 48 plus like 7. So I think we're into 55 months of 15 days to flatten the curve, something along those lines. And California is reinstating their mask mandates. Play for me.
As predicted, the Democrats are bringing back mask mandates. We're about to break down what's coming next, straight ahead.
Mask mandates are coming back to several Bay Area counties. Health officials have issued orders requiring face masks to be worn in hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and other healthcare facilities. This order goes into effect starting November 1 until either the end of March or April 2025. Now, the counties requiring masks right now are Alameda, Contra Costa, Santa Clara, San Mateo, and Napa County.
As I told you, my sources inside the Border Patrol and the TSA told me, and then months later the documents came out, that the Biden-Harris administration has been planning to try to bring back mask mandates. Now, already in Europe, in the UK, and Australia, and New Zealand, they're trying it as well. They're using the PCR test that they turn up 30 to 40 times what it's supposed to be set at to then get a lot of false positives, supposedly, for COVID. They then use that number to create fear. Then the mask is the symbol of fear. It's the symbol of their party, the symbol of their submission to medical tyranny. Just like the Nazis had their armband, it's a symbol of their party, the party of Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and the UN treaty that just failed to pass that would take over our bodies 2 months ago. But regardless, the Biden-Harris administration has been instrumental in writing the treaty that literally lets Big Pharma and the UN take over our bodies.
All right, so Aaron came up with my statistical data on this. So here you have California, which is usually the, don't take this wrong, not that any of us allow California to be our model, but oftentimes the model for the nation. 1,686 days after they instituted 15 days to flatten the curve. So now we have 1,686 days of 15 days to flatten the curve, and here come the masks again. Because all that it's about is getting, and he doesn't say it exactly the way I say it. I call it the swastika, you know, for the globalist, leftist, bourgeois elitist, in a real easy way to say it, the swastika of allegiance to the DNC and the Democratic Party. Because once they grease the skids and they get you to do stupid crap, they know that they can get you to do anything, all the other stupid crap, anything and everything, that you'll just cave to CBDC currency. You'll cave to your 10th shot. You'll cave to a global green card, global biometric card. They know that you'll cave to it. Once they know, they're just playing. None of this stuff are false flag operations. None of these are trial balloons. Everything that you see is an actual attempt to bring people into submission and to subjugate your will to the will of the state, which is going to launch you into or try to force you into 15-minute cities, 57 shots. That's not that, by the way, that is not an exaggeration. 57 shots and a nice short lifespan. None of them will take the shots. People pushing you into 15-minute cities, none of them will take the shots. You will take the shot. So here come masks again, 1,686 days after the mask mandates were put in place. And they're bringing them back again. For what? Because they know that they can do it. And when you put it on, you show that you're a collaborator or a cooperator. That's the whole point of it. So they're going to see, again, who's going to cooperate? How much power do we actually have? So hopefully people rise up and say, you know what? Screw you. Screw your mask. I'm never wearing it. It's like I never have and never will. And here we are. What was it, Aaron? How many months was it? Do you remember what it was? 40? It was
55 months.
55 months of 15 days of flattening curve.
Yeah.
55 months later, they're issuing mask mandates again in three counties in California. That's too soft of a term. They're not issuing a mask mandate. They're mandating people wear masks. Or you can't get into the hospital. Or you can't go into this location or this building. Now, we don't have the dog live, and I'll get him on live at some point. He, I guess, was misbehaving here at the church. If he doesn't get what he wants, he can be kind of a pain for people. He was asleep in my office, so I thought he was behaving nicely, but my son said no. We should have just brought him in. He probably would have fallen asleep in here. But anyway, you got that pick, Aaron? So there he is. That's Addy. That's my dog. 3-year-old Malinois. You can't give him a ball. He'll pop it in 2 seconds. He's a great, great guy. Only problem is he kills everything. He's mean as a rattlesnake to any animal that he sees. I mean, as a rattlesnake. You brought out a brand new little adorable kitten that's dead.
Oh,
he'll kill it. He's mean as a rattlesnake. Loves people. He's really good with people. Really is. I mean, I wouldn't 100% trust him if you're walking towards me, but he can be a little shaky then. But overall, really good towards people, but not towards animals. He's a really, really good fella. But he's a boy dog. You got to watch him. He'll be swimming across anything. Loves the water. Jumps in the water. Got to keep an eye on him at all time. He'll take off. But he's a good boy. He's very snuggly. Sleeps right between my wife and I every night. Very spoiled, as you can tell. But anyway, love you guys. Great to be back. Stick around for the postgame. Huge Rumble Rant night. Biggest Rumble Rant night ever.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron, what do you think?
Thank Goozy.
Goozy 600. Yeah. I don't like to mispronounce your name, especially when we give $200 in Rumble Rant. Thank you so much, guys. Look at all that money. Really do appreciate you giving like you did tonight. Rumble Rants, Goozy, $600, $200. My friend, Texas Billy, $100. Johanna Jones, $30. Mark, $1069, $25. Real Flash River, $25. Order in the court. I know who that is. That's my friend Courtney. Love you. $20. Hansel Donovan, $10. Fedora the Explorer. We know who she is. The matriarch of the chat. $10. We're just missing Tammy L. Margaret tonight.
I know.
That's weird. Reach out. Anybody knows her, reach out. Said we tell her that we love her and we miss her tonight. But anyway, stick around for the post game. Post game is awesome. It is funny. It's pretty lighthearted, a few little serious things, but overall pretty lighthearted. Stick around for the postgame. Oh, join us at Foundation Church this Sunday. We're back. We're back. We never left, but we're back now. I didn't know if we get power back in time, but we'll be live. Join us online no matter where you're at. I saw somebody earlier. Was that? I think it was Guzzi 600. Let me see if I can find it. There, yeah, right here. My wife, Darlene, made me do it. We wish we had a church like yours to go to. I wish that you could be here with us. I really do. Overall, churches are not good. They don't preach the gospel. They're afraid to say things because of the consequences of saying things. We never closed. We never will. We never sat 6 feet apart. We never stood 6 feet apart. Never stopped smashing together. Never pimped and hoard vaccines. Never believed in COVID to begin with. There you go. That's our church. Never backed down. Never made a move. Now, a lot of your church did. They caved any of those COVID mitigations. Never go back unless they repented of it. And by repented of it, I don't mean, you know what? They just stopped doing it and they don't push it anymore. No. That's just sweeping it under the rug. That's just pretending. That's just revisionist history. Pretending like you never caved. Not forget those churches too. The pastor caved, but he's come out and said, I was wrong. I repent. Go back. You can go back to that church. But if not, and there's nothing else around you, I mean, and again, when I say nothing, I mean, it's got to be a church. If it's a real church, or when I said nothing, if there's something would be a church that preaches the gospel. Hellfire, brimstone, and the promises of God. God wants you well. God wants you wealthy. But God also, there's heaven and hell, and there's judgment day. If you don't have a church around you that's preaching that, then there's no real churches around you. And I'm not trying to get I'm trying to get people under the umbrella, under the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because listen, I love Trump, but Trump isn't Jesus. He doesn't save your soul. He doesn't give your soul peace. He can't heal your life. He can't heal your body, but Jesus can do it all. And Trump can't send you to heaven. Jesus can through his blood. There's only one way. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14:6, that's Jesus speaking. We all got to have him. Most churches are not good. They all caved to COVID. They're no different than all the sports organizations. They're no different than all the civic organizations and all the stores and everything else. They all caved to COVID. And most of them have never come out. I mean, I can't even say most of them. None of them. None of them. Not one of them has ever come out and said they were wrong about it. Not any of the big names. Nobody. That's why I stood with people like Rodney R. Brown, who never closed. Jonathan Shuttlesworth, who never closed. Archer Pulaski, who never closed. Tony Spell, that never closed. Greg Locke, that never closed. Those are the ones you can go to. If you want a legit church, I can't command anybody to do anything or say anything, but I would never step foot in a globalist, caving skid greaser for the mark of the church, a mark of the beast church. I would never go to a church like that. You're better off watching us from Wyoming than going to some lukewarm church in Miami, Wyoming. You're better off watching us in California than going to a lukewarm church in California. So join us. We're trying to break 700. We haven't broken it yet. Got well into the sixes, I think, again last Sunday, if I remember right. But we're trying to break 700 live watching us, and we have about 800 to 1,000 people in the building with us every Sunday. So join us 10 o'clock, starting at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. Aaron will be on leading worship around 10:15. I'll be on preaching around 11 to 11:05, and then that's that. In the church, I usually preach for about 90 minutes. So join us on Sunday morning. Got to be there. Got to have Jesus. He's the answer. So be there with us on Sunday morning. Let's fill this church up both online and in person. If you're anywhere close to us, 13,000 South Tamiami Trail, Northport, Florida, come on, drive here. If it's a couple hours, drive here. A lot of people introduce themselves to me. Hey, I'm so-and-so in the chat. I meet them out because I greet everybody when the service ends. All right, love you guys. Stick around for the post game. I'll see you Sunday morning. If not, I will see you on Monday at 9 p.m. God bless you guys. What if it's a new thing if I tell you that you are supposed to prosper, that you are supposed to be wealthy? That's Psalm chapter 1, verse 3, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. The word just told you that new thing. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. That new thing for you, that you need to receive it. Well, I believe that poverty is an attribute. No, Jesus became poor. And then they quote Jesus saying, he doesn't have a place to lay his head. He became poor for you, not for you to emulate the poorness. That would be like you emulating sin. He became sin. So now you sin. He became poor, so now you're poor.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lively podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.